My children, I hate, absolutely hate, to have to bring a firm word forward. But I have to be faithful and give the word as it comes from the Lord. I cannot soft pedal it, period. I want you to understand that there are certain sins that have the ability to destroy marriages, communities, and to bring them down to the dust and scatter the sheep. And we don't realize half the time how bad our sins are. We just don't get it. And what the Lord is showing to me is that He has very carefully chosen the souls here to be here for a good reason, for a very good reason. And He has prepared partners for one another, personally selected partners to help our weak points and strengthen their weak points. And He's put a great deal of work into these prospective partners. Love, care, teaching, experience, knowledge, wisdom. He has saturated us with these things in order that we might come together and produce a fruitful marriage. And that in that fruitful marriage, we may have offspring, and their offspring may also produce more offspring, holy offspring for the kingdom of God. And when He takes one person from one part of the world and chooses another person from another part of the world to be a mate, a helpmate, and the answer to all their dreams, when He does this, it's a tremendous undertaking, but it's an undertaking of love because He loves us so much. He is willing to expend untold amounts of effort to get that person here, to get the other person here, to prepare them for holy matrimony, so that they will bring forth fruit for the kingdom, and so they will be fulfilled in this life, and they will have holy children. This is what He does over and over again. Many marriages are started this way, where God actually chose the partners to be together, whom God has brought together, let no man separate. But because our society is so fickle and shallow, we have no idea what kind of damage we do when we step out on one another, just looking at that person in an inappropriate way, thinking a thought, an inappropriate thought, wounds the Lord's heart deeply because of all the care and love He has put together to bring the right person to the right soul and the right soul to the right person, the work that He's done to find the right mate that can produce fruit for the kingdom of God and can bring the other one to heaven. Partners that are totally given to God to do His will and to bring forth the fruit of righteousness, to bring forth the fruit of holy offspring, whether it be through teachings in a church setting or if it be physically having children. The Lord has matched the DNA to the job. He has laid a foundation an unshakable foundation in each soul. And at the opportune time, he brings the two souls together in holy matrimony. Now, while all of this is going on, Satan is also watching. His watchers are watching and plotting and thinking of how they can derail that relationship, because that relationship is dangerous. God formed it knowing what he knows about those souls. That's a very dangerous relationship for Satan. And the kingdom of darkness makes a firm resolution to bring them down. The kingdom of darkness accesses the records in heaven. All the records of the mothers, the grandmothers, the great-grandmothers, the great-great-grandmothers, the fathers, the grandfathers, the great-great-grandfathers on both sides. And they look at the weak points. They look at the points where they can get in. They look for the weakness in the relationship so they can steal that relationship and destroy it forever so it will not bring forth the fruit that God intended for it to bring forth. And it absolutely breaks his heart when two chosen souls look away from their spouses at another person's spouse. It breaks his heart because he knows all the heartache they will go through if they were to leave the one that he has ordained for them and go be with the other one. He knows what's going to happen with broken marriages and broken children, broken dreams. Dreams of ministry broken, shattered forever because someone looked away from what God gave them. Someone did not appreciate what God gave them and started thinking different thoughts. And all those thoughts were engineered by Satan to cause that person to drift away from the partner that God handpicked for them. It's a tragedy, and it breaks his heart that with one glance of our eyes, we can sin and stab him in the heart. One glance away at another person that was not meant for us. One thought is like driving a dagger into the Lord's heart because he did so much to bring the two right ones together. And now the soul who is consecrated to him has broken trust and consecration and looked over the fence at greener pastures. Some are looking at the greener pastures because they're having problems in their God-given relationship. So instead of confronting the problems and solving them, they look away for comfort from someone else, which is just what Satan wants. And it starts little, very little, but the fires are fed by lust, by the enemy. He will feed into that and cause that person to look away from their mate. And it's all a lie. But they won't find out it's a lie until it's 30 years down the road. And they see the terrible, terrible mistake they made. And all the people that they hurt, pastors who have congregations of thousands, did not resist at first glance from a woman to draw him away from his marriage. He didn't resist it. He fed into it. And a year or two down the road, he's lost everything. His congregation's been stripped from him. His wife and children are stripped from him. And he's back at ground zero with nothing. And not to be trusted because he fell No one wants to trust him. I'm telling you, just looking in that direction is a grave sin because it opens the door. Just a crack, which is all the enemy needs to get a foothold, to get a stronghold, and start feeding into that sensation of having an affair, feeding into that sensation of looking to other women or other men, feeding into that. It's titillating. It's stirring. It breaks up the boredom and changes the subject from a bad marriage to a fun on the side. Or even perhaps, well, if I were with that person, we wouldn't have these problems. Don't kid yourself. You're going to take your problems into any relationship you go into. It's not all the other person's fault. It never is. It takes two to break a marriage. So I'm sharing these things from you because it's the Lord's heart that you keep your eyes virginal and pure and not look to any other mate, person, for that kind of consolation. Be strict with yourself. Don't even entertain it. Don't allow it. Run from it. Run from it as fast as you can. Run and get away from it. If you keep looking and you keep going back for a glance, it's going to grow into a raging fire that's going to ruin the lives of many people, especially if there are children involved. It's going to ruin the lives of many people. So what I'm saying to you, my dear ones, is that don't injure the Lord's heart. Don't wound his heart. Don't throw away the precious, precious gift of the right spouse for yourself. Don't feed into the temptations. It's a distraction. Every time you feed into that, the fire is going to grow stronger. Don't feed into it. Turn away. Run from it. And if you can't get away from it any other way, take yourself, remove yourself from that environment. But whatever you do, don't entertain it and don't feed it. Because it's a terrible sin that wounds the heart of the Lord deeply. It cuts off all the plans he had for you for ministry. All the beautiful plans he had for you to grow in ministry. Your wife, your husband is the perfect wife, the perfect husband for you. There couldn't be a more perfect person on this earth. God has brought you together, and he's got plans for you. He's got things he wants to do through you. Great contributions to his church, to the orphan, to the poor, to those who are ignorant and don't know their right from their left hand. He has brought you together to minister to them, to pastor them, and to grow them up in the Lord. And the worst thing you can possibly do is abandon the mate that he has chosen for you and look for someone else. Because you'll look according to the flesh. You may think it's the spirit, but it's the flesh because it's out of God's will. And when you start doing that, you're going to be stripped of everything. You'll be stripped of your position. You'll be stripped of your wife and children. You'll be stripped of your self-respect. Everything will be taken from you. The Lord once warned me because I had thoughts like that. When I was married a long time ago, my mind wandered on someone. And I went somewhere hoping to encounter this person, and they didn't show up. So I went home, and the Lord spoke to me loud and clear. He said, avoid this sin. You are walking out into a barren wilderness with scorpions and rattlesnakes. Avoid this sin. Don't ever fall for it. And the Lord reprimanded and corrected me. So I'm sharing with you what I've already gone through. And I'm also sharing with you his heart and the way he is suffering because you thought outside of your own family. You noticed someone. You had recurring thoughts. You fed into it. That hurts him so deeply. Please don't go there. It will ruin, absolutely ruin your life. You have no idea how ruinous it will be because you cannot see that far ahead. Only the Lord can see that far ahead. I just want to close with a prayer. Lord, please let these words sink deep into the heart of your brides so that they'll know that there is no temptation that overtakes them outside of their marriage bed when they know they've been brought together by God that is healthy. No temptation. It's a horrible thing. It's a horrible sin. Please let them know that. Just to reinstate that, I want to tell you, it's not good for you to go to communion in the state of sin. You need to confess your sins before you return to the fellowship. You need to go to confession and get an absolution for this sin because it is that serious. That kind of a sin in this community could blow this community to smithereens. We can't tolerate it, not in the least bit. So please, please, get a hold of yourself and make your commitment to the Lord and to your own spouse. Make it stick and shun all other attention. Please.